Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
All right. It is Theater Thursday. We're not allowing him to come into the studio, but he is on the phone. He's Harry John Duke. Harry, how you doing?
That's me. You would think, Steve, after having sat next to you for 5 years, that I would have built up a pretty strong immune system.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure you have, actually.
I am calling from the soon-to-be-vacant condominium that I've rented for 20 years that is being sold and that I must vacate. So I'm in the thick of a move in the middle of a pandemic. How much fun is that?
Good Lord. All right. Patrick Nims is with us. Pat, you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Good to have you on. Harry, set it all up for me.
Okay. Well, obviously, the theater community has been impacted greatly by the shutdown due to the stay-at-home order issued by the governor, and rightly so. There are no complaints there. But theater companies are struggling to figure out what to do to remain connected to their communities. And some of them are going the streaming route. Some of them are looking at other options. Pat Nims, a well-known North Bay director who actually had a production close down, he had Sweeney Todd running at Sixth Street Playhouse when this all happened.
Yeah.
He has developed something that I've asked him to share with our audience. And so welcome, Pat.
Sure, thank you.
So, Pat, explain.
Yeah, you've got an entity.
Explain
going,
what you're doing.
Are you still there, Pat?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. You've created this entity called Zoom Theater. So tell us what Zoom Theater is or will be and what that means to the theater community and to the theater audience.
Well, so Zoom Theater is an experiment, quite honestly. I had a few minutes in my hands, as you might imagine, and I've always been in my other one foot firmly in theater and the other foot has always been in the tech world, computers and internet and cloud stuff. And I've been a Zoom communications customer for years, Zoom being that ubiquitous conference line web meeting service that is very so popular right now. But it's been around for a number of years and I've used it quite a bit in my business for video conferencing. And I just had the thought that, you know, live streaming is something of shows is something that I think is valuable and important. But for me personally, it's not that enjoyable because I don't really get a connection as an audience member with the performers. And the other thing is live streaming of a show is never as good as being there. I mean, theater is built to be so the audience member can look pretty much wherever they want. It's not film.
Sure.
So I thought as an experiment, I thought about, well, let's take this tool that is pretty darn good, this Zoom communications product, and see if we can use it for theater. So right now we have a plan to perform 3 plays live via Zoom. And Zoom, just for clarification, Zoom Theater has nothing and no official relationship with Zoom Communications, the makers of the conferencing software.
It's right.
It's a name that happened to pop into my head. So we've picked 3 small shows, generally speaking, 2-person shows that are easily adaptable to this medium. And we are using web cameras on individual actors' desks and allowing the audience to participate in the performances by actually having the microphones on their computers open during the performance.
Wow.
It's not a request. Yeah, it's not. As I said, this is an experiment, and there's obviously a whole bunch of stuff there that could go wrong. It's not a requirement.
Well, of course there is, Pat. I've been involved in a couple of Zoom conferences over the last week or so. And you run the risk of babies crying in the background, dogs jumping on their owners, phones ringing. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong. How are you approaching that?
Well, two things. One, first of all, is that we're making it clear to audience members that this is an option. and that they might just not want to have their microphone open for various reasons, and or they may realize that their particular environment, that they can't sort of guarantee what I would call proper theater etiquette during the course of the performance. And so they might just say, yeah, I'm in a noisy place, or my environment is too unpredictable. Someone might just open my door and start talking to me. So in that particular case, it's voluntary on the part of the audience member. On the other side of that, though, is that we do have a stage manager / house manager who, during the performance, will be monitoring the mics. And if we start to hear something coming from that's a distraction and an issue with regards to affecting the performance, the stage manager can identify whose mic is making noise and mute them within a few seconds.
Let's talk about the plays themselves. What plays are you anticipating doing for Zoom Theater?
The first play that we're doing is two plays by David Mamet called, one first one's called Reunion, and a companion piece called Dark Pony. And this is I don't know if you know it, Harry, but it's just a gorgeous play. It's an early David Mamet play from 1976. I don't know that it ever made it to Broadway, but it is a story about a daughter who's age 24 who comes to visit her father, who she hasn't seen in 20 years. When she was about 4 years old, he left her mother. He was a drunk. He disappeared for years on end. Nobody knew where he was. Plus, there were restraining orders keeping him from even coming back and seeing her. And she has now, at the age of 24, now being a married woman herself, but not terribly happy, and feeling a void in her life, has come to his door, and it's the first time that they meet face to face, and it's their conversation. It's just a beautifully written and poignant play, and it's a short piece. It's about 40 minutes long. And then the companion piece called Dark Pony is it's about 5-10 minutes long of a father and a daughter driving home from someplace. It's not necessarily the same two characters, but it's a father and his daughter, who's probably about 5 or 6 years old, and he's telling her a story, one of her favorite stories, about an Indian brave named Rain Boy and his best friend, his horse called Dark Pony. And they're just—it's not your normal David Mamet kind of fare. It's not the kind of thing that he was specifically became famous for. And they're just delightful, heartfelt, and beautiful, beautiful stories. And David Yen, our longtime well-known theater actor and director in the North Bay, played
and Friend of the Drive.
Both those shows. I'm sorry?
And Friend of the Drive, David Yen, we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, yeah, I'm sure he's been on the Drive, Friend of the Drive, very much. And Vonnie Kengala, who's an actress from Portland, Oregon, will be playing the daughter. And so that sort of introduces then the other aspect of Zoom Theater, is that not only is the audience not in the room with the actors are not in the same room. Vonnie is up in Portland, David's down in the North Bay. And they have actually never met in person. We've been rehearsing for about a week. And it's a different experience than watching a movie or TV or going to theater. It is, it's almost like eavesdropping on somebody's very personal FaceTime conversation.
So these actors are performing from home?
They're performing from home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they've got to perform for a static camera at a desk, basically. Am I about my statistics?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And one of the reasons that I chose this particular, that we're starting off with this particular play, is that it's just a conversation that they have sitting in his apartment. So it's not a stretch or a great manipulation of the story to be limited to that particular setting. He says sit down here. She says she does. They talk for a while. One of the features in Zoom that I think has been mentioned over the media is it has a feature for background replacement. So each of these actors will have a green screen behind them, and that from her standpoint, you'll see an image will be behind her that looks like one side of his apartment, and behind him will be an image that looks like the other half of his apartment. So there'll be a unity, of the look for them. There are some small props. Every once in a while, someone might get up and go get something and leave the camera and then come back shortly. It's just a very sort of intense and personal event. And myself being as the director and watching it, it feels I'm very, very close to them based on the camera distance. But again, because of my distance from my camera, it doesn't feel voyeuristic, or I don't feel like I'm necessarily in their face.
I think this is brilliant, Pat.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it works out, Steve. I'm excited by it. This first, we're doing it for one weekend, April 9, 10, and 11.
So
it is live.
Will you be doing three performances, or will you be doing one performance, recording it, and making it available for streaming?
Live every time.
Every time a live performance. Okay, and again, give us
every
those dates
again. Every
time
a live performance.
How do people get involved? And Harry, wait for Pat to finish and take a breath before you start talking again, because your phone's kind of sucky and it.
The sound is terrible on my end. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it splatters over poor Pat.
That's quite all right. No, well, just as a side note, this is part of the rehearsal process that we've been discovering as we go along, is that with any web communication software, web conferencing, there is always a delay of about half a second
when
one person starts talking till it's the overlap is something that we're learning how to deal with, because there's sometimes in the play they have to say certain words together. And we're learning that pauses are just a little longer via video conference than they would feel in real life.
We're fighting the clock here, Harry and Pat.
Oh,
Pat, how do people get involved? Where do they go to watch this stuff in April?
ZoomTheatre.com, ZoomTheatre.com.
Okay.
They can sign up to RSVP a slot. They sign in about 15 minutes before the show, just like walking into a lobby a little bit early to sort of get set up and acclimated. And the running time of both shows together is about 50 minutes. So it's short and sweet and very heartfelt.
All right. I'm getting the middle finger now instead of the 10 fingers, because we are running late here. Harry John Duke, thank you. And Pat Nims, ZoomTheatre.com. Check this out. I can't wait to look at it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.